Energy Capital Startup Challenge finalists announced. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Five entrepreneurs from industries like agriculture and cybersecurity are gearing up for the Energy Capital Startup Challenge at Gillette College on December 4th. They'll pitch innovative ideas competing for a $50,000 seed fund. According to the Gillette News Record, this year's finalists include local innovators like Gillette's Mark Thorison, who designed a dental device, and White Hat, a managed security service. Other finalists are Root to Shoot, a microgreens farm in Sheridan, Power Theory, an energy data tool, and The Blind Wrench, a mobile mechanic service. The event starts at 5:30 p.m. at Gillette College's Technical Education Center and is free to the public, with live streaming available. Wyoming abortion ban struck down as unconstitutional. A judge has ruled Wyoming's two abortion bans unconstitutional, blocking them from enforcement. Teton County District Court Judge Melissa Owens declared Monday that abortion is health care and Wyoming's abortion bans violate a constitutional right to health care autonomy. Cowboy State Daily reported the lawsuit filed in March of 2023 was brought by an abortion clinic, an obstetrician, and others. It challenged two laws, one banning nearly all abortions with limited exceptions, and another restricting chemical abortion drugs. These laws had been temporarily blocked and never took effect. Judge Owens concluded that the bans fail strict legal tests and don't meet constitutional standards. She emphasized that the state didn't provide evidence to support claims like protecting maternal health or fetal pain prevention. The ruling leaves abortion legal in Wyoming until fetal viability. Options for lawmakers include appealing to the state's Supreme Court, passing new laws, or amending the Constitution to redefine abortion. Governor Mark Gordon has called on the legislature to explore such measures. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.